I'm Steve Karish reporting. South Korean President Moon Jae-in and North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un have agreed to work toward the goal of ending the Korean War and have laid the groundwork for additional talks during their historic summit in Panmunjom. The two leaders embraced on Friday after a joint signing ceremony marking the close of the summit. Talking to the media shortly after the ceremony, they announced that the Koreas have agreed to high-level military talks next month to reduce animosity. VOA's Brian Padden is in Seoul. He says that the South Koreans remain cautiously optimistic.
I think there's a lot of support for the outreach to North Korea here. I mean, President Moon was elected last year with a very strong majority. And so I think people are somewhat optimistic. But, you know, people here, they don't get too freaked out. The tensions are high. And I don't think they're buying totally into the fact that this is a life-changing historic event.
The White House released a statement late Thursday expressing hope that the talks will achieve progress towards a future of peace and prosperity. Former CIA Director Mike Pompeo has been sworn in as U.S. Secretary of State. His assumption of duties allows him to attend a NATO meeting in Brussels on Friday and hold bilateral talks with Turkish and Italian foreign ministers. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says there's been no decision made on any U.S. withdrawal from the 2015 Iran nuclear agreement. Meanwhile, French President Emmanuel Macron, who has wrapped up a U.S. visit this week, said on Wednesday that he believes President Trump will withdraw from the agreement. This is VOA. Accusers and supporters of popular U.S. comic actor Bill Cosby reacted emotionally on Thursday.